And in 2 Corinthians 5, verse 20, we read, "Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God." The Family Radio mission team of ambassadors for Christ visited the country of Guyana, South America, on August 22nd through September 2. It was a great blessing for me to have had the opportunity to be part of this tremendous mission endeavor to share God's word. Guyana is located in the northeastern corner of South America. Its neighbors are Suriname on the east, Venezuela on the west, Brazil on the south, and the Atlantic Ocean is on the north. The population of Guyana is estimated at about 800,000 and is made up of five main ethnic groups, which are East Indian, African, Amerindian, Chinese, and Portuguese. The capital city is Georgetown, and the literacy rate is estimated at about 96.5%. According to the internet website for the Department of State, Christianity is the largest religion in Guyana at about 57%. I'm thinking that the Jehovah's Witness, Mormons, the Seventh-day Adventists are included in this percentage. The next largest group is the Hindu religion at 28%, then the Muslim religion at 10%, then 5% for other religious groups. English is the primary language, and the Guyanese Creole and Amerindian languages are also spoken. Guyana, or Guyana, is a name that means land of many waters. So this was a name that came from the Carib or Arawak tribes who originally inhabited the land before the Europeans. Guyana became independent in 1966 and became a republic in 1970. Barat Jagdeo is the president of Guyana. Our mission visit was scheduled so as to coincide with a large Caribbean festival called Carifesta, which stands for Caribbean Festival of Art. Carifesta is a community festival or large celebrations which bring the Caribbean community together. The celebration brings together neighboring countries, artists and performers of the Caribbean and Latin America, showcasing their cultures through various artistic and creative activities, which include drama in the form of musical productions, music in the form of various concerts, and you have art exhibitions, literature, folklore, crafts, and dance. About 30 countries participated in this year's Carifesta festival, and they were expecting about 500,000 people to attend this year. The mission trip started as we met at New York's Kennedy Airport, preparing for departure from New York direct flight to Guyana. It was a long flight as the plane departed at 1 a.m., but by God's wonderful grace, it was also a good flight, and we landed safely in Guyana before 8 a.m. After picking up our luggage and going through customs, we made our way outside, and our group leader, Brother Barry, was there waiting for us. What a blessing it was to see Brother Barry standing there with two vans and ice cold refreshments of cold sodas and water waiting for us. It was great. It was a great blessing also to enjoy these refreshments while being transported from the airport to the hotel. We had a meeting and lunch, then quickly went out to share God's word with the people of Guyana. On this partial day of distribution, our goal was to go to the opening ceremony of the Carifesta, but the rain began pouring down very heavily, and this changed our plans. This occurrence brought to mind a passage in the Bible This passage is Proverbs chapter 16. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 9, which says, "A man's heart deviseth his way, but Jehovah directeth his steps." Praise God, for He is the one who was showing us that He is in control. Our mission team consisted of 11 people, 6 men and 5 women. We also had a person that was assigned to us, helping us with our transportation needs. This man, his name is Brian, was an employee of our group leader's cousin. Brother Barry's cousin was a CEO of a large company in Guyana. He graciously provided a van and one of his drivers to take us wherever and whenever we needed to go for track distribution. And usually as we entered the van, on the floor was a cooler of cold sodas and water. As you can imagine, this was a tremendous blessing. Not only did this save us time and money, but also provided us an opportunity to go to places that perhaps we would not have been able to go otherwise. So it was another wonderful opportunity to see God's providence at work here. So we just want to praise God and magnify His name for His providence. Our schedule was as follows. Breakfast was at 7 a.m. After breakfast, we usually had a meeting to discuss various topics, our strategy, and obtain our assignments. We also had a time of hymn singing and reading of the Bible by the men. After loading our backpacks, we were typically on the road before 10 a.m. A couple of times we needed to wake up a little earlier so that we could cover people going to the markets, which opened before 7 a.m. And on those days, which were usually the weekend, we left the hotel about 6:30 a.m. Dinner was at 7 p.m., and everyone took care of their lunches. Saturday the 23rd was our first full day of track distribution. The teams were divided into 4 teams of 2 people, 1 man and 1 woman, and 1 team had 3 people. My team was assigned to a Carafasta event. The street area was set up so that people were able to walk on the street with a policeman directing traffic, and there were minimal vehicle traffic. People and vendors were on both sides of the street along the way as everyone made their way to the Carafasta event. My partner and I walked towards the main entry gate, covering both sides of the street as we go. On the right-hand side of the street, near the main gate, was a vendor selling refreshments. It was early, and he did not have any customers at this time, so I walked up to him and gave him a track. He looked at the title of the track, "Does God Love You?" and quickly and gladly received the track. This vendor's name was Mark. Mark took the track and immediately began to read it, sitting down on his portable stool. I crossed the street to join my partner, who was at the standing at the main gate at this time, sharing the tracks with the people entering in and leaving the gate. So this man, a few minutes later, this man, Mark, came walking towards where I was standing. And he was very excited with a look on his face. And what it is that the information on the track stating that the world will end in 2011 had gotten his attention, and he was now very interested. He wanted to learn more about this. So I gladly went into my backpack and gave him copies of the family radio booklet, "We Are Almost There, and I Hope God Will Save Me." Also gave him a King James Version of the Bible and told him that he can go on the Family Radio website to order other materials dealing about the timeline of history and other materials free of charge. And he was very grateful and returned to his vending station with a great joy while continuing to read the tract. Maybe that God would be pleased to bless his word greatly as Mark reads these materials. On Sunday morning, the 24th, our team was assigned to La Penitence Market in Georgetown. This was a large outside shopping area that extended through several blocks. There was vendors on both sides of the street selling all kinds of items, from fruits, vegetables, crafts, jewelry, cooked food as well as raw food, and all kinds of items were being sold in this market. Today was normally a very busy day in this market, but it was raining this morning. The rain came very suddenly, and it would pour for about 15 or 20 minutes, then it would stop. Then it would be sunny for a while, then the rain would come again. This was repeated several times throughout the morning. However, the rain did not seem to deter the people coming into this market. This proved to be a great opportunity to share God's word with them. When it wasn't raining, the market was very crowded, and we passed out many tracts. And when it started raining again, everyone, including ourselves, sought a place for shelter from the rain. On several occasions, a person would be in the same area where we were waiting for shelter from the rain, and this provided an opportunity to share a tract with them and also give them other literatures. We gave a Bible to an elderly woman who had detoured to our area, waiting for the rain to pass as she was on her way back from her shopping. Music is heard throughout the La Penitence market. Loud Caribbean, Jamaican reggae, and all different types of music was heard in the market. This was because there were mobile DJ units were stationed in various locations of the market. These units resembled a vendor station on wheels, and they had very loud and powerful speakers. On one occasion, the DJ played a version of the hymn, "I Must Tell Jesus." The tune sounded, I would say, of a reggae and jazz mix. As the song was playing in the market that morning, and many people were hearing it, it seems that the reception rate, which was already at an excellent rate, but the reception rate increased even more as the song was playing. On Sunday afternoon, our team went to the National Park to cover a Carafesta event. The National Park is a beautiful, large park area that has several other structures which were being used for other activities related to the Carafesta. There was also a large stadium in the center of the park. Today's festivities were for the Muslims. We arrived at one of the entry area, and we wanted to make our way to the stadium where most of the people were assembling. The area was heavily guarded with security guards patrolling the whole area. We walked on the left-hand side to an area where most of the security personnel were and began to share our gospel tracts with them. I figured if they had told us to stop distribution of our Christian materials in this Muslim celebration, then perhaps it would be God shutting the door for this opportunity, and we would have to try to find another place for distribution. But by God's mercy and providence, they all warmly and graciously received the tracts, and no one advised us of any restrictions at all. As a matter of fact, we even had the opportunity and joy of sharing Family Radio's booklets, "We Are Almost There" and "I Hope God Will Save Me," and two Bibles with several security personnel who gladly received them. We continued towards the stadium, passing our tracts as we go, and positioned ourselves at the entryway of the stadium where people at this time were beginning to assemble. And we saw men and women in full Muslim outfits as they were entering and leaving the stadium. They were warmly and gladly receiving the tracts. In fact, I think the reception rate were over 90%. And only a few people said, "No, we are Muslim." This was an incredible experience to have been able to have such access to share God's word with the people of the Muslim religion. I mean, this was an unbelievable experience because the Muslims are not normally interested in the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. So So maybe that many of those people who took those tracts are God's elect. May God bless His word greatly to their heart. So praise God for that, for His mercy. This reminds me of a passage in the Bible, and Acts 10, verse 34, where we read this. Then Peter opened his mouth and said, "Of a truth I perceive that God is no respecter of persons." The passage, Bible passage, was Acts 10, verse 34. On Monday the 25th, we went to the Commerce Building and Courthouse area. It was also a major bus station along with many vendors nearby. This turned out to be a great spot to pass our tracts, and the reception rate continued to be near 100%, and we did not have to pick up many tracts from the ground. What a blessing it was to see everyone putting the tracts in their pockets, and women immediately taking the tracts, putting it in their carrying bags or purse. We're able to distribute all the tracts and materials in our backpacks by the time lunchtime was over. On Tuesday, the 26th, our team went to the hospitals. This was a public hospital where medical care is free. The nurses give us full access to many parts of the hospital, and we're able to walk around sharing God's word with doctors and nurses in the hospital with a reception rate of near 100%. We had an opportunity to go to the maternity wards, and they shared the comfort of God's word with many of the women who were there. We also gave out many King James Version of the Bible and many family radio literatures, such as "I Hope God Will Save Me" and "We Are Almost There," to the patients in the maternity ward. This was a great opportunity, and we felt very, very blessed to have had the opportunity to share God's word with the people in that hospital. And could it be that God would be pleased to bless His word greatly there? On our way back from the hospital, we gave a tract to a driver of a bus. The minibus is Guyana's equivalent of our metro bus system here in the United States. It is Guyana's main source of public transportation, along with the taxis. I want to give you just a little idea, a little flavor of what a minibus might look like. So you might imagine a van, maybe a 1970s VW van with sporty mag tires, bright color paint, and painting on the van having a theme, maybe perhaps a religious theme, and loud music of Jamaican reggae, rap, or hip-hop. It's playing. So once you get in the van, there's a man inside the sliding doors area. He is a liaison, or the man that that helps the driver, and he collects the fares. When you arrive to your destination, you just let that man know, and he will tell the driver, and then you can pay him at that time. So coming back from our hospital visit, we give the driver of this minibus a tract. This man, his name was Poindexter, read the title, "Does God Love You?" and became very warmly enthusiastic. He told us that he was the supervisor of the drivers, and he wanted a bunch of tracts to share with the other drivers and passengers. And we gladly gave him a handful of tracts along with Family Radio bumper stickers that shows the Family Radio website. These bumper stickers are very attractive, and the bus and cab drivers seem to really enjoy putting these on their vehicles. Mr. Poindexter was very grateful for these items, and he thanked us as he joyfully walked away. On Wednesday, the 27th, we went to the Starbrook Market in Georgetown. I did a little checking on the website, per the Wikipedia website on the internet. This is the busiest and largest market in Georgetown. The area covering the market was built in 1881 and is made up of cast iron and galvanized steel, covering an area of about 80,000 square feet. Starbuck Market sells everything from vegetables, meat, fish, furnitures, livestock, tools, jewelry, and much, much more. Today was a very busy day, and just about everyone we offered a tract warmly and gladly received it. As I stood next to a vendor passing out tracts, I noticed an elderly woman doing her shopping. Her name was Ramona. I gave her a tract, which she joyfully accepted it. I then asked her whether she had a Bible, and she said that she did not have one. I went to my backpack and pulled out a beautiful King James Version of the Bible, along with a copy of I Hope God Will Save Me, and handed it over to her. And with a beautiful smile, she warmly thanked me for the materials as I walked away. A few minutes later, this kind lady walked over to where I was standing and quietly slipped money in my hand. Of course, I immediately returned her money to her, letting her know that the Bible tells us that freely you have received, freely we give. But it was very interesting to see this elderly woman so overjoyed by the fact that someone shared God's word with her, giving her a Bible, that she wanted to give money, expressing gratitude, expressing her thank out of the kindness of her heart. And wow, that was a great example. And may it be that God would be pleased to help us so that we could show the same genuine gratitude to the Lord, giving our all to God because of his infinite mercy, love, and grace that he has bestowed upon us. So let's pray for this dear lady named Ramona. May God be pleased to bless his word to her heart unto salvation as she read his word. An ambassador on our mission team was also in the Starbucks market that day and noticed a gentleman holding a Bible study. This man, whose name was John Jardine, was speaking with a group of people about the subject of the end of the church age. John was telling the people that God transitioned from using the temple, then God stopped using the temple, and transition to the synagogues. He stopped using the synagogues, and now he's no longer using the churches. As the ambassador listened, and then afterward, he gave John a tract. Later, John arrived to the hotel to obtain more information. We learned later that John was a mining engineer who had been reading the Bible from when he was a child. He grew up in the Anglican church, but he did not think that the Bible was being clearly taught. From his reading and studying the Bible, God opened his eyes to truth about salvation, the end of the church age, judgment, and even annihilation. John heard family radio via short waves about 6 years ago, and what he was hearing confirmed what he was learning from his own reading of the Bible. He had not been able to pick up that station since that time. He prepared his own tract called God's Salvation Plan. This is a copy of it right here, and I'll put it in the back when I'm done here. But we did check this out very carefully and found it to be very faithful to God's Word and very similar to the teachings heard on family radio. Mr. Jardine is a mining engineer, and his work takes him to the hinterlands to as far as 200 miles or more away from the city and close to the Indian reservations where he holds Bible studies with the people there. So it was very quite exciting for us to have met this man who was serving the Lord in Guyana. Thursday the 28th, our group leader was able to gain access to the prisons. A three-member team went to the prisons to share God's word with the inmates. The prison housed about 2,000 inmates, and Brother Barry and Brother Tom had an opportunity to give a short message of the true gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ to about 40 inmates who listened very intensively to the message. about 3,000 tracts, 170 Bibles, and other family radio booklets and other materials. We're left with the prison officials who would distribute these items to the inmates at that prison, as well as two other prisons. May God be pleased to use these materials greatly for His glory, to bless the hearts of His people unto salvation. We learned that our initial supply of 100,000 tracts were close to being exhausted. The reception rate of the tracts and Bibles had been so wonderful that it was necessary to put in another order. Isaiah 55, verse 1, we read, "Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters, and he that hath no money, come ye, buy and eat. Come buy wine and milk without money and without price." By God's wonderful grace and mercy, we saw a thirsting. We saw a thirsting for God's word in Guyana, and we just want to praise God for this. Our group leader informed us that an additional 25,000 tracts have been ordered and should be ready for us by the time we run out of tracts. Our team continued our distribution efforts the remainder of the time, visiting different markets and Carifesta events. The Starbucks market was visited by new people all the time, and so we went there a couple of times. And on Saturday, we visited the Annandale and Monrepo markets. The reception rate of the tracts in these markets, whereas it had been throughout the time in Guyana, it was excellent. Monday, September 1st, was our last day in Guyana. The people had been so warm, so friendly, and so very receptive of the gospel that we had hoped and prayed that God would be pleased to put in the hearts of a few men to continue the work in Guyana. We had about 5,000 tracts remaining and planned on a limited distribution effort. However, it appeared that God had answered our prayers to extend the work in Guyana. Mr. John Jardine, the mining engineer whom we met earlier, came by the hotel along with another gentleman named Lenny, came to the hotel hoping that we would provide them with more materials to share with the Guyanese people. These men, especially Mr. Jardine, would be able to bring the gospel of to the people living within the hinterlands and the Amerindian reservations. These are places where we could not go ourselves. We gave Mr. Jardine the majority of the tracts and teaching materials that we had left, and he was very glad. Lenny would be able to share the materials with the people living within the east coast of the Demerara River. We also provide these men with the family radio address and website information so that they can have the opportunity to order more materials. Altogether, a total of 125,000 gospel tracts, 732 Bibles, and many family radio literatures and booklets were shared with the people of Guyana. And this was a truly wonderful mission trip. And I just praise God for His providence, grace, and mercy in providing us this opportunity to be His ambassadors, sharing His precious gospel of salvation with the beautiful people of Guyana. And I want to also take this moment to thank you for your prayers and those who assisted me with financially so that I could be able to partake in this mission trip. In closing, I'd like to read in Revelation chapter 7. And verse 9, "After this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude, which no man could number, of all nations, and kindreds, and people, and tongues, stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands, and cried with a loud voice, saying, Salvation to our God, which sitteth upon the throne, and unto the Lamb." May it be that God would be pleased to bless His word greatly to the hearts of the people, that many from Guyana will be part of this great multitude. Amen. Okay, I'll take any questions if you have. Lester?
When you went on that trip to Guyana with your group and all that, was there any hostility? Was there any argument about the gospel? Or was there any problems with people saying, you don't know the day or the hour or this and that? And, or did they have any, or did they argue with you about the gospel and all that stuff? You can't run into that problem.
Oh, sure. So we had people that questioned the date and the hour, particularly people who are still in the churches, as Ghana has a large charismatic church group there. So we had people that came up and questioned that, but still, the people were just very friendly. It was just wasn't meant worth mentioning in light of the exceptional, reception. So it was minor, and that should be expected.
I got my last question. Did some people at the church come out and say, "Well, what y'all doing here, sharing your poison with us?" I mean, did they come like this and say, "Our church is not dead. Why are you here?" You know, and saying our church is dead. Did you have any problem with that? You know.
Oh, sure. I mean, it's as true believers, we should expect to be reviled. When we bring the true gospel. There should be an expectation. So it was no different. But once again, the overwhelming response, to the reception rate were virtually in a lot of areas was near 100%. So the overwhelming response was, outweighed the minor. We had a few people that that came up to us and questioned that. But the overwhelming response was even, it just wasn't worth talking about, but it's the same thing. People, when you bring the true gospel, you should expect to be reviled.
That's my last question. If people drop tracks on the ground, because it happened to me down when I was at the Brazilian festival, and I had like 10, 20, 30 tracks that I counted and flyers on the ground at the Brazilian festival. Did that happen to y'all? Did that happen to y'all too?
Lester, we passed out about 125,000 tracks. Many times we went out and, for example, if we passed out 10,000 tracks, we may have picked up maybe like 10. So, might be able to count on one hand, on the daily basis that we were out, that the amount of tracks that we had to pick up. So this was truly what made the trip even more special, is that the people were not only receiving the tracks very warmly, but they're also keeping the tracks. In some places that we go, maybe people will take a track and they don't want to say no. And so perhaps you would walk little steps on the trash and you see a whole bunch of tracks. But that wasn't the case here. The people were really, it was a really great hunger for the Word of God there. Are there any other? Okay, Anita.
I want to know how you got a hold of so many. We are almost their booklets. Every time I call for three, I get one.
Well, there was a family radio representative, and I'm sure he put that together. But we had quite a few books, available to share with the people. And so that was no problem at all. We had we almost their book, and I hope God will save me. And it was a great blessing, to have those available as the people. They truly had a great hunger, for the Word of God. And particularly, someone had a question, about when they read the tract, they would open it up and they would point to 2011. So it was great that to be able to give to them that material right away. They were very thankful and glad, to take these. Materials, so it was good to have it. Any other questions? Okay. So why don't we'll close them with a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, once again, we thank you for the opportunity that you give us to share your gospel with the people of Guyana. And we thank you for your providence, and we thank you for traveling mercies, for keeping us, directing us, and opening and closing doors for us. And we also want to thank you for using the prayers here, you know, of your people in the States as, you know, as you use these prayers to, you know, to help your people, your ambassadors who are on the field. And so, Lord, we just want to praise you and give you the honor and glory that you provided us with this excellent opportunity. And we just thank you for even preparing the hearts of the people. And we just pray that, Lord, that you would bless all the materials that we passed out in Guyana, and you know, all the Bibles and tracts and all the literatures. Could it be that you would be pleased to bless these materials to the hearts of the people unto salvation, and that that a great multitude would come out of Guyana if that is your will. And we just thank you once again for the opportunity, and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.